Welcome back into the studio, the Real Kipper and Bourne Show. Nick Kyprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, Derek Brandale, Jake Schultz. Another hour. As a reminder, this hour, Real Kipper and Bourne, brought to you by Bet365. As we continue on free agent frenzy or fizzle, which one?
I would say lots is happening. You know, like, it's not necessarily that the free agent signing are a big deal, but people are moving teams.
For a hockey fan, regardless of big names or not, it's kind of fun. You're super off fun. All day. You're hanging out. You got a cold drink. You're in and out of your room. Either you're watching it on your patio, perhaps, or in your living room. So what? The big names, they're not there, but who doesn't want to see the nibbling around the edges?
Well, and also, like, Keandre Miller, probably going to go to Carolina from the New York Rangers.
Has it not been announced?
It hasn't. It's not official. Apparently, they're quibbling over draft pick. Carolina has two firsts next year, and sounds like they're trying to figure out what's going on with that exactly.
You know what my favorite Canada Day memory of July 1st is? Being at a cottage, and back when I didn't have to work on Canada Day, and the Leafs signed John Tavares, and I was like, I got to turn on Sportsnet. And I turned on Sportsnet. I was so excited. And it was Mac and Kipper just went, this is a horrible sign.
No, I did not.
That's BS.
This signing sucks. This idiot doesn't know.
That is BS. We did mention the fact that they still had to sign Matthews and Marner and what that perhaps could do.
Which is true.
To the contracts.
But just to your point about the names today, the fizzle, the last, oh, here, I'll read off what they have listed on sportsnet.ca, the last ones. Parker Weatherspoon, two years,
is 1 million. Is he a boxer?
In Pittsburgh.
Sounds like it.
Kyler Yamamoto, re-signing in Utah. David Riddick in New York Islanders.
All right, let's skim over to some good ones,
Nick
Sam.
Nick Bjugstad. But this is the last five or six that have happened.
Yeah, well, so other people exist. There's actually good names sprinkled in.
They got friends and family.
Buddy, there's real names sprinkled in here. You're being a jerk. Connor Brown signed 4 years, $3 million a year to New Jersey. Gavrikov, 7x7 to the New York Rangers.
I was just listing the most.
Corey Perry, Los Angeles.
I was just giving the breaking news. the most low.
Big names.
The LA Kings now.
Names.
With the signing of Corey Perry, the LA Kings have guaranteed a Stanley Cup final loss.
That's nice.
Right?
That's good.
Really good.
Leafs to take it.
What? Really, Corey?
What?
Just chasing it, pal.
I know, but like, what would the offer have been in Edmonton? Would it have been that much worse?
I do know, like.
Why?
I don't know.
LA,
How many years from now? You're going to see a picture on a hockey card or up, and you're going to go, when did he play there?
Bingo. That's the team.
I see Rick Tocchet, and I'm like, Boston Bruins?
Yeah.
No, someone fudged that. I don't think he ever played in Boston. And it's like, he did.
It's so funny because at the end of their respective careers, Ryan Getzlaff, it was like, is he going to go chase another cup? Is he going to go somewhere? And he just ducked. Right his way to the end, stayed a duck. And Corey Perry was like, I'll go play for everyone. I don't care. I am a mercenary looking for another Stanley
Cup. But to his credit, though,
he's been awesome.
He plays like it's life or death, which you want. How many
he almost scored 20
late
goals?
30 guys you get that just kind of mail it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mail it in.
But I think he became part of that team, pretty huge part of that team.
19 goals this year.
He was part of that.
19.
A huge part of that run.
Yeah.
Big number.
And it's like to go to the Kings, who are like.
Direct rivals.
Who the team you're leaving absolutely owns. I don't know. Like, he's like, I got to stick it to them because they wouldn't give me an extra $1 million at the end of my career.
Goals. He just wants to go back to live in California.
Fair. And, if that's the case.
Good team.
But, like, really?
I am curious to see the numbers. Do we have the numbers on Perry deal yet?
I think it's 3.5 with incentives.
Oh, wow.
So what's the base salary?
Hold on.
Because it's either scoring individual. No, they can't do scoring individual. These are all just games played bonuses, are they not?
Is there not
points? I don't think you can do that.
No?
I don't know. I forget now in the CBA. If you do individual points.
It is fascinating that I think he showed that he's worth money. Scored 10 goals on a playoff run to the Stanley Cup final. How do you look at that guy and say you're worth $1 million when you're giving everyone else real money? So he earned a little bit more money. Go to LA and do your thing.
I mean, talk about an unpopular guy in LA. It's like you go from
Anaheim,
where you're like a blood rival forever, and then you go from Edmonton, who'd eliminated them in two straight years with him there. Yeah. And then you go sign there. Just a weird one to me.
There was strong speculation that Edmonton was willing to make Brock Besser an offer. And I don't know where that came into going back to Vancouver and ultimately getting this deal done on 7 years. But, you know, with Bouchard now signed at $42 million over 4 years, start there. JB, in terms of what you thought of the contract and where does Edmonton go from here?
The Bouchard contract?
Yeah.
I really like it in terms of dollars and cents, but I think the only negative for the Oilers here is that they only got 4 years. He's now going to be a UFA at 29 years old. You know, and for him, he has that flexibility, but the cap is going to go up, and he'll have that chance to kind of reload at that point. And I just think he's going to put up a lot of points over the next few years and could cost them a lot of money. But they got a good player, great player, top guy at a very reasonable price, in my opinion.
It's just Ekblad just screwed all these guys, where they all look like greedy pigs. For being like,
Ekblad is like the outlier.
He's a man on an island.
Evan
right
Bouchard
now.
Makes four. How much more than him? It's like Provorov makes $2.5 million. Gavrikov makes over almost $1 million more than he's like.
Did you remember hearing that after Marner signed his contract that Rantanen and some of those other guys took the Marner contract to their guys and said, this is what he's getting. I'm like him. They're like, that's an outlier. That's ridiculous. That's what the Ekblad one is. It's like the other way. It's like, that's not relevant here.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
That's fair. But no, I think, I mean, Bouchard's a huge part of what they did. Connor McDavid at his extremely contentious exit interview straight up was like, we better get him signed kind of thing. So like, I think if you're Bowman and Jeff Jackson, it's like, yeah, he probably should do what that guy says if we want to keep him around. So it's just a no brainer.
His numbers are off the charts.
Yeah.
And there's just no way you're going to get around that. This is the premier scoring defenseman in the National Hockey League. In terms of what he means offensively to Edmonton is no different than Quinn Hughes or Makar right now.
And you know what? He's a better defensive player in playoffs. He patches up some of the holes he's shown he can play in big games.
He was better.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's Larry Robinson.
He could continue to get a little better.
Yeah, that's there for him for sure. He's still a young guy. I got no problem with that contract.
Yeah, was his stat like the highest jump in NHL history from regular season to playoff production?
Yes.
Not number one, but like in the top five all time. So playoff performer, hard to find those guys. He hammers the puck, great on the power play.
But it is curious to see what Edmonton's going to do here. Arvidsson out. What were you going to say? And Bouchard?
No.
Victor Arvidsson out. Corey Perry out. Connor Brown out.
As of 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Oilers and Connor McDavid officially in the window where they could announce a new contract at any time. Uh-huh. And all we hear is crickets.
We did hear Elliot basically saying it's not happening right away.
And no.
Not ready to sign.
No.
I owe our good mutual friend Vic and Pladian $10 or $50.
You
actually
said he'd like.
I bet that he would sign the second he could. And it looks
when
like
did a, you do that?
After a few pops at the Argos game, quite frankly.
How long ago?
Like 3 weeks before the press conference. So give me that at least.
That's what's called the happiness hedge. Sam didn't want him to sign, so he said, at least I'll make the $10 if he
does. No, it's $50.
$50?
Yeah, it's
$50. Many more dollars than 10.
I said five 10 times. At first.
Yeah, I don't believe that you strategically come out and say what you say at your postseason ending press conference and then turn around and sign on the dotted line first chance you get. That was not going to happen. Dreisaitl went last season to when? August?
I don't know.
Late August to sign his $14 million?
Around there.
It was late.
It was close to training camp for sure.
In 2 seconds here.
I wonder how long he kind of strings this out.
September 1st for Dry.
Well, there you go.
September 1st. How long does he, and what does he need to see right now? Okay. Yeah. He meant that Bouchard's a no-brainer to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, with the Leafs, with Tavares and Nyes, like, they're already on the team.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're the same team with them still there. What are you doing to make me better now?
Yep. And you're looking at their lineup, like Kane gone as well, right? So they have had a pretty significant exodus. You need better out of Trent Frederick. You know, Podkolzin, can he do it? Can Matthew Savoy be a player? Like, I don't think these are enough to keep McDavid happy. I heard Adam Henrique's name mentioned today as someone they could create some cap space if they traded him. That's an option. They re-signed Kapanen. But, yeah, they need help up front here. They need another guy.
And
with capital G.
Like, quite frankly, I think McDavid's earned the right to see what they do this offseason.
Yeah.
He's totally given them 10 unbelievable hockey seasons. Like, it's, what was his first year, right? 2015 was his rookie season?
Yeah, might be.
Right around there. Yeah. I mean, if I'm him, I'm like, yeah, I would like to see some significant changes here.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like, maybe a goalie.
Yeah.
But a goalie.
A goalie would help.
A goalie.
And John Gibson goes to Detroit. I thought he was a lock for Edmonton.
So I got here rather early.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And,
both of you guys beat me here today. That's a bad luck for a producer.
Your work was done.
Our network went live on their NHL show at 11:30 Eastern. Mm-hmm. I think TSN's went
started
at
yesterday.
Yeah, TSN went at 6:30 this morning. But I did catch a small snippet of TSN's show. And Kevin Weeks from ESPN was on the panel, and he mentioned the name Carter Hart as a possibility of teams being interested in him. And, of course, he preferenced of knowing what's going on, you know, in the courts, and no idea where that ends up. It's still up in the air on if these guys are found guilty or not, and he basically stipulated that. But He said that there might be teams having some interest there. And,
boy,
I think the link is with the Edmonton Oilers. And
yes, oh, my
God. Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see the rest of the panel's reaction.
Is it similar to mine?
Yeah.
It was God.
Like a, talk about that?
Yeah, exactly. It was like
playing
trains and automobiles. How about them Bears?
I think it's pretty... You know, let's just assume, and I don't know, but if they are acquitted, and if this guy is let off scot-free here, it comes down to a moral question. Because we've all heard what took place. You've read depositions.
Yeah.
You've heard.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
high profile.
It's high profile. So even if they get off in terms of the legal system, you have to make a judgment call on what you believe. Is this the person you want?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And we've had these type of conversations to different degrees, of course, but Stan Bowman found his way back and Joel Quenneville, and we know where historically that scenario sits with the Chicago Blackhawks.
The Oilers themselves got Evander Kane under questionable.
Corey Perry coming off the Chicago thing.
Like, the Oilers have been like...
So,
yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah. Where does this one stand? And, you know, If you are one of the players that you're acquitted in the eyes of the law, you know, do you want your job back? Do you want to?
They all would, right? I mean, this is.
Where does the league stand on that?
Yeah,
will there be
question. Self,
you know, discipline league wide?
Do you believe? Do you have to come to believe that they have changed as people, or do people just say? You know, maybe some other team wants to do that, but our team's not doing that.
It's just hard.
We don't want people like
that. They're still, like, you know, in the process of coming up with a decision.
Yeah.
It's just a hard thing.
Yeah, and you're right, Sam. You're absolutely right. You can't even have this conversation. You can't go there, although people are going.
I can't.
Well, that's the only reason we're talking
about it. But let's just see where they stand when it's all said and done in the eyes of the courts.
Yep.
Crazy if they did that. Canucks, Demko, and... Besser?
Garland and Besser.
And Demko.
$25.5 million on an extension for Thatcher Demko on a 3-year deal. Where is the, I don't know, is this a good deal or not? I mean, when you factor in, it didn't cost them 6 or 7 years to commit for Vancouver. I don't mind it at 3 years. I really don't.
No, and I think that says a lot about what people think about his health, though. If he was halfway predicted to be healthy, he's a guy you'd want to lock up for 6 years, you know, twice the term, at a pretty reasonable hit for a guy who I believe is one of the 5-10 best goalies in the NHL.
So what was the number for him?
8.5. Yeah, okay. So he made 25.5. So,
they're paying $13 million for two goalies next year.
Well, that's why the and with Shelov's waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one to see what they want to do.
It is a lot, but if you don't have it, if you don't have it up the middle or on the wings or on the blue line, it's okay for a short window of time.
The Canucks seem trapped right now. They don't know what they are or what they want to be.
What do they have on the cap, by the way? Where's all their commitment? We know Pedersen's there.
Pedersen's 11.6. Yeah. Besser's now 7.25. DeBrusque is 5.5.
Oh,
Evander Kane's.
They got a ton of room then. Yeah,
Evander Kane's 5. No, Connor Garland's 4.9.
It's not like they're sitting on three guys making $10 million.
No, but Kip, I keep saying names that are big numbers. Garland 5. Hedel 4.5.
They just signed Garland for 6 years, $6 million.
Yeah, that starts next year. He's still got another.
What do they have
Quinn
left?
Hughes, almost 8.
What do they have open?
In cap space?
Yeah.
$1.4 million.
Ew.
But they have 21 players on the roster already.
It's so that tight.
It's that tight. Because they got Hronek making 7.2, Hughes making 7.8, Pedersen's making 5.5.
No, it's the blue line.
Hedel.
Yeah. Tyler Myers at 3 feels high. Yeah, Hedl's
4.4.
I wonder what he's going to do for you. So anyway, they got guys who are making money.
All right.
But doesn't it feel like they're caught? They're not good enough to win a cup. They're not that close.
But it's also a market you have to keep engaged.
Got to be competitive.
That's been a huge complaint of a lot of Canucks fans, is that they're just trying to be
relevant. Get in the playoffs.
Get in the playoffs, get some extra gates. We want to, we're trying to make that's our whole thing, as opposed to actually stripping it down.
Can I tell you, this is the biggest myth in sports is the idea that certain markets won't bear losing.
Yeah.
Like Montreal, who's been losing for years or whatever.
Yeah.
They're smart fans. They know that something is waiting on the other side of that. The Leafs bottomed out for a moment.
I think they're poised to challenge for Stanley Cup in 3 or 4 years.
The Canucks?
Yeah, no, Montreal.
Oh, Montreal. Yeah, Montreal's doing all sorts of good things. This Bolduc trade was great.
They'll flip. They'll take a lot of these prospects and picks and flip them.
And not to mention, Kip, they have big deals that'll drop off their salary cap in 2 years. Gallagher's got a year or 2 years left. Anderson has 2 years left.
Anderson still has two years left.
But between those two guys, it's $13 million, Sam.
Wow.
$13 million for those two guys. So they're going to suddenly drop off. The cap's going up, and all of a sudden, a lot of these guys, if they keep building around them, their D is so good. Dobson, Gooley, Hudson, Carrier, Matheson.
They traded for that Bolduc today from St. Louis.
They just need top-end talent. They don't have enough top-end talent at forward right now. Suzuki, we really love him.
I think he's a top 30 center in the league.
Did you get all of your state tax talk out of the way, or did you want to revisit Florida?
Can I just PSA to Leaf fans and PSA for myself? I can't believe for one second that my big idiot self let myself, convince myself that Brad Marchand would leave the Florida Panthers to sign with the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's a thing that I actually was that's definitely going to happen. That's definitely a thing that's going to happen.
Why did I convince myself? Because no one, including Ekblad, 2 weeks ago, ever saw him play 24 minutes in the Stanley Cup playoffs and be one of their best defensemen and win a second consecutive Stanley Cup and play the best hockey of his career in the prime of his career, take a 30% discount off of the salary he was earning before.
Ekblad's to blame.
It was crazy. It's crazy that a guy goes and wins his second cup and plays the way he plays and goes from 7.5 million to 6.1. Whoever saw that?
Yeah, and that allows the room.
That's Marchand staying.
Great.
Did anybody see that coming?
If Ekblad takes his value, they can't afford Marchand.
No, of course not. And then he's a Leaf or he's in Utah.
Yeah.
making 8.5 sheets.
Mm.
That's why.
Mm.
Don't blame you.
Well, no, I
blame
mean,
like, Ekblad.
I mean, I am blaming Ekblad for a ton of things. Like, I mean, it's just fraud, maybe one of them. I don't know. Like, what the hell? What? I really got my hopes up.
Yeah.
There was so much smoke about it. I really thought it was going to happen, feels very dumb.
The other thing I will say to you, and I've heard this from multiple people around top players, and a lot of them through their accounting departments, is that this state tax thing is still very, very kind of open-ended, that it's not cut and dry, that teams like in Florida will get all their money state tax free, okay? Because what has happened over large portions of the last few years is that when players leave town and they go play in California, California wants state tax that day.
Yeah.
If they're in there for a day and a half, 2 days, they want to tax you, and you pay taxes in California.
Yep.
And you pay state taxes. So ultimately, if this is going on, then you're not really saving 82 games of state tax money. You're really saving 42.
I also had people reach out to me and be like, hey, by the way, have someone look into what property taxes are in Texas compared to what they are. You know, some of these no state tax, whatever, like, you know, three times the rate of it. I'm saying it's not as clean as we are. Like, so I think some guys are taking haircuts in places that they're going to be like,
in 5 or 10 years, these states could come back and tell the players, you owe us $80,000. You owe us $100,000. You owe us $500,000. Like,
that's why the Tavares winning his tax thing helps Canada.
He didn't win it. He didn't lose it. And they just kicked it down the road.
Oh,
that's what they did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So the other thing that is kind of still not decided or open-ended is this fake signing bonus, right? So all these players get the bulk of their salaries on signing bonus. So you pay no state tax on signing bonus.
A much lower percentage.
But a true signing bonus, according to, you know, possibly
the government.
The government or the state, is that when you sign it, it is yours, regardless of service provided. That means
it is
that
you can, an inducement to sign
thank
the
you.
Deal.
You can sign it and quit tomorrow, and it's your bonus.
Money.
It's your money. That is a signing bonus. What's happening in the NHL is they're hiding a signing bonus that's tied into your ability to provide a service.
Guys get a year for signing bonus on their six-year contract. It's like, what?
Not state tax-free. It is part of your salary that you're just hiding.
Zach Galifianakis.
You could turn around and ask for tax dollars on it.
Yeah.
So no advantage is what you're trying to tell me.
All I'm saying is, Sammy, while you're kicking and screaming, well, let's see where this whole state tax thing ends up in possibly a few years down the road.
What he's saying is that there may be some consequences come home to roost for these guys.
Yeah, so they're going to rescind the cups?
No, they're not.
Like, are they going to rescind the cups over this time where it's been clear advantage?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look at their cap sheet. It's a joke. It's a joke.
25%. And you know what happens when
every single one of their guys is under $2 million under what they should be making. You look at
it's roughly a 25% average on contracts right now for some teams. 25%.
Yeah, those guys are not getting that
and
money back.
When the cap goes up, that percentage of 25 turns into 27, 30, 35. If it's $150 million cap in 10 years or 15 years and nothing changes,
that was a real contract derailment.
I will say this. It's an issue.
Let me just revisit this.
It's an issue.
I would love some reporters to say something negative about the Brad Marchand contract, Because all I had to read about last year when Chris Tanev signed his contract, this is a sketchy one.
Is he really going to play that out?
Oh, is he really going to play? And it's like Brad Marchand signs to like until he's age 80. When that contract's done, he can go straight to the, right to the Florida, Snowbird. It's really a greasy contract that should be investigated, but they won't because it's the beloved Florida Panthers. Barry Zito, just sign them all, baby.
Marchand, though.
Sign them all. I don't care.
Outside of the money, okay?
Sign them all.
The guy, I don't know, he could play 55 games this year. There's some road trips that he may not even go on. He's on a third line. He doesn't have to babysit anybody. If he came to Toronto and played on the first line,
much worse line.
And every day he's reminded that you got to turn Austin Matthews into this machine, this leader, this, tiger.
Yeah.
It's like, buddy, you don't want that heavy lifting.
You're taking
a golf cart to practice.
No, he did the right thing.
And no one cares.
He did the right thing.
And no one cares.
Where do you want to go? Well,
we should take a break. We got to do game time. We got to take a break because Creed is coming in at 2:30.
Boston signed Asamont. Boston signed Corrali.
Really?
Anyway, yep.
Interesting. Boston. Corrali's back in Boston.
Yeah.
It's game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's ever ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Monster victory for the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Comeback victory. Max Scherzer ends up going 5 innings. Apparently not too hurt. He left the game kind of hurt last night. Everybody was a little bit scared about it, but apparently he feels the same as he did after the last start. Okay. So he's going to make his next start. Really feels like it's a start-to-start basis here. Today, Canada Day game. One of my favorites of the year. I've actually never been, but I always love the big flag that they put out on the flag. It's just nice.
Yeah.
The Jays are big underdogs today. Plus 140, Kevin Gausman on the hill. Cy Young candidate Max Fried on the bump for the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are minus 165. I'm just going to quickly look this up because Ernie Clement is an absolute lefty masher, and I think his numbers against lefties are out of this world. So give me a long shot. Ernie Clement home run over a one home run. That is plus 900 on Bet365. A little bit of a long shot. Jays are in tough today, but I love Ernie Clement against the lefty. So there we go. And I'm hoping that, we have Fried coming in the next break. I'm hoping that my lovely coworkers here will maybe let me go a little bit early so I can make it first pitch, but maybe not. We'll see. We'll pitch it. We'll have a conversation in the break. Anyways, that was game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's ever ordinary. Bet365 must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
Nothing pissed me off more than getting bag skated at the end of practice and then seeing a few guys leave early.
Oh yeah.
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 So if we got to do down and backs, well, why doesn't Sammy
make him run the stairs?
Well, I got to go down and back. I got to go down and then back down there for the Jays game. I like to see the big flag on Canada Day. Never seen it before.
He likes the big flag.
Okay, let's take a quick break. And when we return, as Sammy mentioned, Elliot Friedman, the man who helped solidify the Leafs getting Nick Waugh. What?
You don't lead with that.
Are you kidding me? They were shaking in their boots, Vegas.
Okay.
Elliot Friedman, our very own insider, when we return to Real Kipper and Bourne.
Hey, it's Ailish Forafar.
And I'm Justin Cuthbert.
Join us as we discuss the most important sports stories of the day and tee up the biggest games of the night.
It's The Fan Pregame, 6 p.m. weekdays on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch you on The Real Kipper and Bourne Show. I just had the longest hold ever on our show.
Just Mike staring at each other. Nope. I was looking at Nashville's cap sheet.
You're just desperate to talk about Jeff Petrie to the Panthers. I just couldn't wait. Boy.
The Preds.
Where do they have room?
Was that Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, he signed for league minimum. A reclamation project there.
Something's. Why?
Petrie?
Yeah.
Why for him or why for them?
Yeah, just to. Will he actually play?
Probably. Yeah, he'll play. He'll turn into
a star.
He'll be amazing.
A star?
He'll absolutely be amazing. Oh, here we go. Look at the suit on this guy. I got to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Happy Canada Day. Our Sammy's heading to the ball game.
Enjoy the match, Samuel.
and we'll welcome in Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts, Hockey Night in Canada, Mr. Everything here. Keeps looking at his phone. Will you? Will we make eye contact in the next 20 minutes? Or
I don't know. I don't know how much they'll be.
Like when you start breaking AHL news, that's when you've got a problem.
You know, this reminds me of a story, Nick. A buddy of mine, one of my best friends, about 20 years ago, he quit smoking. Okay, so he needed something else to do, so he would not smoke as much.
Break news?
No. So he started gambling. And I remember one night we were going to play cards at his house, and he goes, Elliot, who do you like tonight, the Rough Riders or the Stampeders? And I looked at him and I go, Dave, isn't this a CFL exhibition game? And he goes, yeah, but I got to get some action. I go, you need help.
You need to start smoking.
You should start smoking again.
Smoking's way cheaper.
That's right.
Okay, so sum up today for you. Obviously, big names, a lot of things settled prior to July 1st.
Yep.
How did today compare to others? I don't know what the...
Less crazy.
Last year was what, $400 million spent July 1st, something like that?
This year, less crazy. I don't remember the numbers. I
looked at my article from last year. I think it was $1 billion in signings.
Oh, total.
On the first day?
July 1st. Couple days.
Wow. Anyway, yeah.
First couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So large tickets.
So what did you make of today? What stands out for
you? Well, the one thing, Nick, is that this whole thing about tampering, like normally when you get to noon, there's like a dam breaks and like you're completely overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Today it took close to an hour. I think everybody was like, okay, we don't want to be too obvious at this. The only one I got like in the first half hour was Christian Dvorak, I think. Because it was a one-year deal. It was really simple.
Right.
I think people were really nervous.
The sense I get out of the league is that this is really, really a touchy subject for sure. What you can prove, obviously, is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
At no time did I think Vegas or Toronto ever pursue or say a word to the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes right down to it, Elliot, they just don't want to be embarrassed. Right.
Yes. They just don't like Cody Ceci, 4x4.5 Kings.
Ooh.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of stuff. Elliot just tweeted that, by the way, which I enjoyed.
This is the slowest we've ever been on this show.
This is good.
No, that's so, good. Breaking news on our show.
Well, you know what? I think that one of the things is I was reminded when John Tavares signed with the Leafs. The Leafs were investigated for tampering. And it wasn't even the Islanders who complained. It was the league who just did it on their own. And I remember Lou Lamoriello called the Maple Leafs to tell them, I didn't ask for this. And when I wrote that the Islanders had the Leafs investigated, he called me like 10 minutes after the article appeared. And he said, I didn't ask for this. The league did. So I think you're right, Nick. But I will say this, like there are people out there who think that the league wants this to stop, and if they catch you, they'll hammer you.
They have the only ones that could really have any type of smoking gun for me is the agents, and they have no control over the agents. And we know, Elliot, that the deals get done and talked about well prior to July 1st. There's just no way.
Yeah.
That over the course of decades now, that stuff just hasn't happened. They have their conversations. What are you looking for? What do you have? What is it going to take? Like, they can't stop that.
No, they can't stop it, but Brian Dumoulin, 3x4 million Kings.
Also.
So the Kings just signed 12 million.
That replaces Gavrikov and
a third of their D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're now Doughty, Anderson, Edmondson, Clark, you know, who are the two?
CeCe and Dumoulin.
CeCe and Dumoulin.
Yes. And they've been rumored to be threatening an offer sheet of Bowen Byram today. So we'll see if that's going anywhere, any place.
That has to make Buffalo trade Byram.
To me, it's very clear that the player wants to go. And because what you can do is you can sign him to a 1-year offer sheet and Buffalo can't trade him. A year.
Yeah.
So it puts you in a really bad spot. Like this whole Keandre Miller thing with the Rangers. So what I think Carolina did was I think when Carolina talked to Buffalo, talked to Edmonton about Rantanen around the deadline, they asked for Bouchard. Okay. And I think the reason Bouchard got done so quick was because the Oilers knew that Carolina was thinking of an offer sheet with Bouchard. Mm-hmm. And so now I think what they did with Bouchard signed, I think they moved on to Keandre Miller. And so I think the Rangers made the deal. They're trading Miller to Carolina. I don't know if there's any players involved. I think it could be the offer sheet compensation in return.
Oh, really? Like I think do the offer sheet deal.
That's kind
Miller
of what's going on.
Miller needs a new deal?
Here. Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what's going on here. I don't know what the extension is going to be for Miller, but I think what's going on is whatever the offer sheet compensation was, that's going to be a key part of the return to the Rangers.
He's 25 years old, 6'5", 210.
So, Elliot, what kind of number would a team be looking at for Byram?
Well, he's going to be a UFA in a year.
And 11? 12?
I don't know if it would be.
Millions of dollars?
I don't think
AAV,
it would.
AAV, yeah.
I don't
nine,
know.
Nine? But you won't get him at nine.
Well, look, like Provorov just got 8.5, right? So Byram's up there.
He gets
points, right?
Yeah.
It'll be Sebastian Aho all over again. It'll
points
be Montreal
pay.
Thinking that they went high enough, mm-hmm. and or I'm sorry, the other way around, right? Where it was like,
I think what they would do is
easily.
Byram had 7 goals and 38 points.
Carolina had no trouble matching Montreal's offers to Sebastian Aho.
God, Byron played 22-42 per game?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's a confident guy.
You only put an offer sheet on when you really think that the other Buffalo's not going to match it.
Right.
It's the only reason why you want to do it.
I understand going up that, but I don't think Buffalo wants to pay him $9 million either. Like, you know, they're already paying Power and Dahlin. God knows how much per year.
So at $9 million, isn't it a first, second, and a third, Elliot?
I have to double check. I don't have the thing in front of me.
Do you have the compensation?
But I heard with Byram they were thinking about doing a 1-year offer sheet, that whoever was thinking of doing it. They were talking about potential, because if you sign an offer sheet, you can't be traded for a year, right?
So $9 million is a first, a second, and a third.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Above 9.3, though, it goes to two firsts, a second, and a third.
That's not helping Buffalo.
No.
A first, a second, and a third. Right?
No,
they need.
There's more value in him being traded.
When you look at all the offers they had for Paterka, I think a lot of it was, we don't want futures. We want to compete now. So they're not interested. So it's clear, like, there's a pressure play being put here on the Sabres. No question.
Is this
it.
So? Even though UFA, today free agent frenzy, whatever. I actually found this a more compelling, more exciting last 24, 48 hours, because I feel like
yesterday was crazy.
Trades are freed up. Like, I don't know what it would be usually around this time of year, but that aspect feels like it's like more players are changing teams than past years.
Well, and I would say aside from the Florida guys,
yeah.
I mean, they're all back together. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, this is the right year to be a free agent. Mm-hmm. Like, there's lots of money out there. And the other thing, guys, is that there's only one team that's tearing it down.
Is that Pittsburgh?
Like, the rest of them, they're all trying to get better. Like, guys are saying there's not enough players out there for what everybody wants to do.
What do you make of George Laroque's tweet about Sidney Crosby?
So this is my theory on this. I think there are people around Sid, like some of his friends, who would really love to see him go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. What one guy said to me, and I think this is someone who really knows, whenever something like that happens, he doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like it at all. I just think that the Penguins are going to have to live with this until they get better. Mm-hmm. As long as they're struggling like this, there are going to be people like in Crosby's world who are going to be saying to him, why don't you go play somewhere else? Yeah. Like, and you know what? I think this too, like, he played so great at the Four Nations. You know how good he's going to be at the Olympics. Whenever he plays great at a big event like that, the cries are only going to get louder.
It is interesting, sorry, just to see how Lemieux crossed for 1 year with Crosby, and at the tail end of Crosby, Gavin McKenna seems like someone who's almost in that tier of player.
Yes.
Be curious to see if they're able to pull it off yet again.
I am now more in the belief that Sidney Crosby will be traded.
Do you think so?
I do, yeah.
What?
I do.
Like this upcoming season?
Yes. Like, there's no chance, like, I don't know, some suggested that maybe something could happen, you know, just around the draft or just after the draft. First of all, that would never happen because the Penguins have to sell tickets.
Yep.
trading him now would shut that right down and turn off a market beyond belief. But I do believe that come next year, if he's still feeling it and
if they're bad,
and they're really bad, bad, then the likelihood that he gets traded after the Olympics, I think, grows.
After the Olympics. Yes. So, Sid, this is his last year of this deal, or is it the first of his new 2 years?
This is the first of his 2 years.
Yeah,
deal.
8-7 this year and next.
Okay. And I think that's when we'll start really. I think there's a chance it could heat up.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to get traded or not, but if there is, that's the window
right.
that you trade Sidney Crosby is after the Olympics.
With another year on his deal.
Yes.
I've wondered about that. Nick, I completely agree with you. The only one thing that people argue with me about is that he's such a creature of habit. Do you want to trade him in season?
Mm-hmm. Drew Ann to the Islanders, two years.
Two times four? Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Put a bow on Mitch Marner. What are your thoughts either for Vegas or the Leafs, Elliot?
Well, I think it's a great hockey fit for Vegas. Like when I watched them last year, I thought they were really thin on the wing. And he immediately changes all of that. I thought he'd sign a 4-year deal, but I heard he was kind of like, this was a lot to go through. I think I'm happy to put this away for 8 years. You know what? I think, first of all, I think it needed to happen. It was time. Nick, there's one thing you said this year that stuck. We did a regional in Utah, three of us and Dave Amber, when the news got out that they'd asked him to go to Carolina, and he said no. And I just remember that you said the biggest problem here is if the Leafs season ends badly and Marner takes a lot of heat. That's the worst outcome that could happen. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And then stuck with an 8-year deal moving forward.
And I just think that it's the right thing for both sides. I think it's a shame in the sense that Marner should have finished his career as the best Toronto-born Maple Leaf and one of the best Leafs ever. But I think that in the long run, this is the right thing for him and the team. It's a shame. I think it's a shame.
Yeah.
Just quickly on Vegas, you think they still got to unload the Rasmus Anderson link?
They want Anderson really bad.
And they've got room for him?
So
they got to move a centerman.
Vegas, like if they get him, they'll do it. Like apparently they called Carlson, Barbashev, and Hurdle. And said, don't believe the rumors, you're staying.
Really?
Yes. That's what I heard.
I don't know who you move to make room for Rasmus Anderson at that point.
I have to look at all the math. You can go 10% over in the summer.
Yep.
It's like Florida. Everyone's saying Florida's got to move somebody. Kachuk still has to figure out what his treatment's going to be. You can go 10% over in the summer. Somebody always gets hurt.
Yeah.
Anderson doesn't have a big number now. It's only what? It's not.
So you're saying for this year he'd be
for
okay.
This year I think they could do it.
That's interesting.
But the problem is they haven't been able to make the deal. If Nick Hague would have signed in Calgary, I think this deal got done. But he went to Nashville.
Yeah.
Was there a sense that Vegas was a little nervous about people accusing them of tampering?
I don't think they were nervous, but what I think is that, like I said, Nick, that. There are guys telling me that they feel that the league wants to make an example out of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, after we talked about that on the weekend, there were some people who said to me, there's a few situations I think there. That's why I think it took so long for the moves to come out today. Cause everybody was like, they're going to go at somebody.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh man. What was the fine? 5 million?
Up to 5 million.
I don't see a world where an owner's stroking a check for $5 million.
Well, I'll say there was a funny. I was texting someone about this yesterday, and they sent me. I said, "We'll see if they're serious or they're toothless." And someone sent me a picture. A guy sent me a picture of a person with no teeth. So I was like, I had to write that. And someone said, "So why did you write that? Now you're just baiting them."
Yeah. Well, we'll see if anything comes of that. Maybe they'll grow some teeth after that. Skip around Canada a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Where do you want to go?
Well, Vancouver made three of the bigger signings, I would argue, keeping Demko, Besser, Pugh Suter still out there, but also Connor Garland.
Yeah, the Besser one blew us away. Like,
yeah.
last week, I don't think anybody saw that.
You think they can get a first rounder for him now at the trade deadline?
That's pretty funny. I don't think they have to worry about that for a long time. You know, Besser, like, it was interesting about Besser, like, when I was figuring out where he was going to go, and obviously I didn't see Vancouver coming, but everybody was saying, like, he's the only guy who's not afraid of going to, like, Edmonton or Winnipeg or anything that. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's such a huge year for Vancouver next year because of the whole Hughes thing. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that they got that whole band together. Like, Garland, those are his guys, right? Now they got to win. They got to take care of business.
Earlier in the day, you mentioned that Nick Ehlers wasn't going to happen today. And that's,
I don't think so. Yeah.
There's a real strong sense that he didn't want to end his career in Winnipeg. He didn't want to come to Toronto either. Mm-hmm. And been linked to Carolina.
Yep. Carolina's tried to trade for him twice, at least. But I'll say this. Like, a few people told me that they think Washington's going to make a big pitch for him. Hmm. Like, they really, really want him. And I had some people tell me today that L.A.'s trying to get him. I think there's some other teams, like Columbus has been there. The one thing I'd heard is that he might take less money to win. Like, it's been talked about that he could get 9.5 on the open market.
Yeah.
I've heard if that doesn't happen, we'll understand why, because of where he goes. But he's the big guy remaining. And I heard Washington, I heard Carolina, but today someone was saying to me, no, it's L.A. I mean, L.A. is signing so many guys, I don't know where they have the room for it all. Yeah. But someone did say L.A. made a big pitch today.
Edmonton Oilers not going to sign McDavid immediately, but they did have a lot of guys on the exit, I guess, this year, where they lose about 3 or 4 forwards.
Yeah, Arvidsson.
Yeah, Arvidsson, Connor Brown.
Perry. And I heard rumors about Henrique, and somebody told me that I think we're at the limit of guys in Edmonton who would waive. Okay. So right now they're not sure they're going to be able to get anyone else to waive.
So what are they going to do to get better?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You anticipate?
Trade-wise, it might have to be trades.
Yeah.
You anticipate McDavid going as late as Leon did to sign his contract in September?
I think it's possible.
What does that mean? You just have to sit by your phone every day?
Pretty much.
July and August?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, it's... But the thing is, there's a bunch of those. There's Kaprizov. Like, the Wild seem really confident about Kaprizov.
Eichel.
Like, I got to think signing Marner, Eichel knew exactly what was going
Kaprizov,
on.
Kaprizov... So to me, is more interesting.
I bet a bit more.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
To me, the Kaprizov speaks volumes that there was no contract announcement today.
Now, Guerin.
Well, you don't think
Guerin is really confident?
Oh, listen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not telling you I have knowledge, but what seems to be the problem?
They said themselves they're going to
months
back the
ago.
Truck up. Yeah,
months ago. So why don't you splash July 1st with a brand new contract with your franchise player?
Yeah, I suppose that's up to
Nick, him. One of the things, and you know this, is that I wonder if some of these guys don't want to be the one to go first.
Yeah, see, as soon as McDavid signs for 17, all of a sudden not so bad for someone to say, well, I want 14.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. Like, I do think, I wouldn't be surprised if the biggest number is Kaprizov's.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that, because, I mean, let's take McDavid out of the equation.
Yeah.
McDavid should get 20%. Like, I don't think any, but his history is not to do that.
Yeah.
I am curious to see what number Kaprizov is going to come up with. I think that could be a big, big number.
Like, if you look around sports, we have to get used to this. Like, what Shea Gilgeous-Alexander signed for today.
For $70 million
today. $70 million per year for 4 years. $285 total million.
And
on a four-year deal.
Ekblad wins the Stanley Cup and takes a pay cut. What is wrong with our game?
So we're going to see some players signing for numbers that make your job up, I think.
Elliot, great job today, as always, man, leading the charge at Sportsnet.
Great start for the team, pal.
Okay, guys. Have a great summer, guys. Is this your last hour?
No, we got Friday.
Okay. Well, have a great summer.
Go get some rest. Everybody get some rest. We're back tomorrow on The Real Kipper and Bourne Show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.